Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury is here. John's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a consultant to companies large and small. He helps people just like you and me make sure that we have the maximum opportunity when we go forward in the marketplace, especially from a management standpoint. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Great to be here.
Good to have you back, John, as always. John, one of the things that you've been doing a lot lately is you've been evaluating some of the skills that it takes and the talents that that the top management, whether they're the CEO or just top managers of businesses, especially large businesses, what they need to be successful, haven't you?
I have, and I also do that for entrepreneurs, for smaller business owners as well.
What is that?
So it's interesting
what is
to
that,
think about
what is that assessment?
Parallels.
What does that assessment look like?
Well, we go in and we interview people who have worked closely with the person. We take them through psychological personality testing, and we basically gather and we talk to them in depth about their career and what has worked and what has not, and where they see their strengths and weaknesses, and we talk to their boss or bosses, if some of them have more than one boss. So we pull all of that information together.
This is not just a 360. This is a three-dimensional, isn't it?
It is. There are a lot of data points that we pull together, and then, of course, we spend time with the team talking about the feedback and the assessment. And
this sounds
the
painful.
The point is for them to be able to
John, this sounds painful.
It sounds well.
It sounds
certainly
like it
requires
hurt.
People. It requires people to be vulnerable if it's going to be helpful, because they need to be willing. We all have blind spots, right?
So companies ask you to come in and they say, okay, here are our five top executives / managers. Do an evaluation of them and the way you just described. And what do they hope to get from all that? What do they hope is the product?
Typically, what they hope to get is great information to make longer term planning decisions about how to develop their key managers for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it should all be tied toward the strategy of the company, right? If a company has decided that we need to go much deeper into innovation, we need to be spinning out new products in a way that we never have before. Then top management needs to get that. They need to have some skill around it.
Right. Which could also mean that some people have to go.
That's right. And we're not in the business of providing that kind of information. But
right.
the more data, the more facts that you have as a manager and in terms of thinking about your team, the better you can put the right people in the right role.
Mm-hmm.
And from a career standpoint, for the individuals, it can be extremely helpful because
right.
it gives them, here's the one or two areas in which you need to take your game to the next level.
What would an assessment like that for a small business look like?
You know, it looks similar but more compact, I guess. Maybe not quite as many people involved.
Mm-hmm.
I typically will take business owners through this process of getting a really strong look at their personality, kind of how they're wired, and we
mm-hmm.
do that through these online inventories, but also talk to people that surround them, the people that work for them, if they have a team,
mm-hmm.
sometimes investors who get a very interesting perspective on the founder, and partners. It's very helpful to talk to external partners.
I could especially see where this would be beneficial to people thinking about putting a partnership together. I have a couple of guys who I talked to on the show. One of them yesterday about how to put together a partnership well, and what to know about each other going in. The values. Do the folks match up? you know, or not. And I can see where this could be very valuable for something like that.
Yeah, I agree. Was that David?
Yeah, David. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've been thinking a lot lately about how critical external partnerships are, or just partnering together as, mm-hmm. as co-founders are. Mm-hmm. It can really make or break a business. And there's a halo effect often when you start to consider a new partner. You think, or each partner thinks, well, I want this to work. We want it to work out. We like each other. But you don't really know that person, and they don't really know you in terms of compatibility
mm-hmm.
until you get in there and start working together, obviously.
Well, and this kind of a review that you're talking about, this evaluation, assessment of their skills and personality and that sort of thing, this is really getting to the level where you can, where, I mean, it's pretty deep, isn't it? I mean, it's not just superficial where you like somebody or you don't like them. I mean, this is getting in. I mean, is that information, once you get that information, is it hard to do anything with it?
It is. Well, it depends on the person. They're the ones who have to, you know, the client has to do something with the information. Of course, we can help them do that. But usually what I find, Jim, is it is a very deep assessment. And what we're trying to get to are the handful, even the one or two qualities of a person that maybe are not quite as aligned with success.
Mm-hmm.
So a simple example is, I think a really important quality in a business person is the ability to simplify, to focus, you know, to cut through all the
mm-hmm.
noise and decide
mm-hmm.
what's important.
Right.
And say, we're going to do this. Some people are so conceptual that they actually make things more complex
right.
in the way that they think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for them to take action, and it's probably an ingrained quality from when they were, you know, it's just
so are do you levels of is assessment have different levels where, okay, depending on how far down in this you want to go, here's the first level, here's like, this is like low hanging fruit, this is a little bit deeper, this is going to take 5 years of therapy, that kind of level?
I think that's right. Yeah, there are a few things that to change or fix, you know.
Yeah.
It may be that you need to let go of this aspect of your mm-hmm. role, yes, other, some of the, I don't believe in personality transplants.
Right, right.
They usually don't take.
John, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to get into a little more of the details of some of these skills and talents and what you need to be a small business CEO. Stay with us.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.